Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I am Jordan Sparks and Jared and I are here this morning to talk a little about marriage.
Good morning.
We are going to do a few episodes on questions that you may have about marriage. So if you would like to write in asking a question, you can do that through my Instagram page. Just message me and say, hey, answer this question. But these are just going to be short little episodes that we answer your questions. So the first one is, should Christian couples fight? Should there be a place for fighting in a Christian marriage?
And we say, should there be fighting? I think the question is, it inevitably, will there be fighting? And you could talk about fighting as even disagreements. Are you going to have disagreements? Well, of course, you're going to have disagreements, which inevitably lead to fighting. And we're not talking about fighting like physically fighting with one another or sinful verbal exchanges. You know, that's not something we want to do or in any way encourage at all. Clearly, we need to be kind and respectful. And our words need to be honoring Christ when we come to disagreements. And by doing that, by walking in wisdom in our disagreements, then, you know, we can fight in a way that honors the Lord.
Right. So we don't mean anything abusive, and we don't mean cussing each other out, throwing pots and pans, any of the extremes. But we mean the typical, we're in a fight.
Well, there's layers, I think, or even levels of things that couples disagree with. Typically, when you're in marriage, especially, you know, as things are going on in your life that are, if it's a particularly tiring season of life, a lot of people have triggers about when they get upset or frustrated, when they're tired or when they're overwhelmed or whatever it may be in your life that leads you to that kind of situation. But you're going to have times where you're in marriage and you realize you're fighting about the silliest things because they're things that annoy you about each other. And I've heard somebody say before, when you're dating, the things that you find cute about one another that are different than you. When you're married, especially married after several years, the things that you used to think were kind of cute about your differences, sometimes differences can now begin to annoy you. And all of a sudden, when you're becoming nitpicky with your spouse, you realize that you're nitpicky over really small things and things that used to not bother you, but now all of a sudden they bother you. So that kind of level of disagreement is something that, you know, can really blow up to something bigger. And that's why so many couples fight about things and they stop and they ask. And there's like comedy sketches about this. Why are we fighting about the laundry, or why are we fighting about food, or why are we fighting about this or that? I think everybody's kind of have funny stories about that, especially in seasons when, you know, they're going long stretches of being tired or not getting a lot of sleep. It's silly fights. I mean, we've had silly arguments and fights, and we're like, what are we fighting about?
Right. And we've been married for, it's early morning. I'm stretching.
These are among our first words.
Yes.
This morning.
Out loud. First words out loud. Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. but we have been married 15 years and we very much like each other. I'm very thankful for Jared and I love him very much. And he says he feels the same about me.
It's true.
But we fight and both of us have very big, passionate personalities. Like, we are very serious about the things that we believe and we both think we're right most of the time.
And we like our way.
We like our way.
Whatever it may be.
We think we are right about our way. So that can lead to some silly fights sometimes. We know that about ourselves. And we both have a fiery temper, I guess, naturally, just to be really honest. We'll just tell you about ourselves and our marriage.
Our family lineage is full of that.
Yes, very much so.
And I will say that God has tempered that.
Yes, absolutely.
Tempered that in our family lineage and yours.
Sure. Yeah. You mean on your side and mine?
Both sides. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, clearly you're, you know, a crazy firecracker. I'm chill. And
collect, oh, yeah. And
call all the time.
I hope the people that don't know us know that that's not true. Like, there's people that listen to this that don't actually know us in real life. But yes, we both have personalities that would lend itself to having gigantic fights. And I'm not saying we've never had a gigantic fight. We have had a gigantic fight before. But I do think that we have gotten better at fighting throughout our marriage, hopefully. Do you think that's true?
I think so. Yeah. Better at honoring the Lord in how we disagree with each other, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we can grow. We certainly can grow.
And a lot of the Christian life is growing in fruit of the Spirit. So if our fights are a reflection of our personal sanctification over a period of time, hopefully you're more patient with each other. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're not flying off the handle, you know. Hopefully fighting is a reflection of you as a person getting more and more controlled.
Yeah. Well, in disagreements in a marriage, there are roles that the man plays and roles that the wife plays. For instance, the man has to live with his wife in an understanding way. He's got to be loving towards his wife and understanding, so trying to think through those things, which would mean not putting yourself first, would mean not demanding your own way. The wife and her responsibility is to be respectful and kind in her words and how she's coming to the situation and recognizing that there is a leader in the home. And so those things typically get thrown out the window when people are in a fight. And those things have to be remembered because God has prescribed an order in disagreements and how we're to work through these things. And so the husband is never to be in a place where he's not being understanding with his wife or not being loving with his wife. And the wife should never get to the place where she's just being disrespectful to her husband or not recognizing his role as the leader of the home. And when those things are abandoned or forgotten, then typically there can be a dust up. You know, the silliest thing that we've ever fought about, if you remember,
I know.
Was it Marshalls or TJ Maxx?
Something like that.
Are you thinking the same thing?
Yes.
We're driving down the road?
Yes.
Okay, there were a few things on clearance at TJ Maxx. We'll say it's just TJ Maxx.
We were somewhere away, like coming home from, I think it was in O'Fallon. We were on our way home from St. Louis, yes. And we ran into TJ Maxx or something.
And there were two items that were identical items on the shelf.
It was cups. It was like kid cups.
Yes. Okay. And they were the different prices.
Yes,
they were
marked different prices. The exact same cup, but marked two different prices.
Uh-huh. And we got to arguing about whether or not those prices, when we went to the checkout, whether or not that would have been the same price or not.
And
or
I was
if
like,
we could have price matched.
I was like, obviously, they've just forgotten to mark this one down, that it's on clearance, and this one just has not been stickered yet. And you were like, no, actually, they're two different prices. I was like,
well,
Jared,
I was thinking,
it's the same item.
And I was thinking, I don't want to start a fight again, but I was thinking that it was about time on the shelf. So one, maybe he's been there longer, and that's why it was discounted at a greater price.
He's obviously never worked retail, people.
Because I was thinking shelf space and time and all this kind of stuff. Well, we got so worked up about this.
So we left, by the cup.
Do we have any kids with us?
No, but we had a kid or two at home.
Somebody
and we were going to buy him. I think we had been at a conference or something. So we left, did not buy the cup, and went home. And on the drive home.
Was that the same day we bouncer dived in St. Louis and got those two tables?
Maybe.
Yeah, we got tables out of the trash.
Tables out of a trash.
I think that was the same day. Maybe.
That was cool.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but we ended up seeing it in a dumpster. A couple tables that we thought were cool.
You're talking about the kid tables, right?
Yeah.
They were in the trash outside of a preschool.
That's what it was.
And I went and I was like, are you guys throwing those away?
Yeah.
And they were, so I got one for us and for my mom.
That's right.
We both still had them.
Yeah.
So anyways, we, on the way, on the drive home, were fighting about.
So we actually called and talked to management.
I was like, I said, there's only one way to settle this, and I am just going to call that store and ask them. Just curious, were these supposed to be marked differently, or had one just not been marked yet, and that the true price was the lower discounted?
Who was right? That?
Why don't you say who was right about
it? I can't remember.
It was me. Yes, you can remember. You were
so
lying.
So here's what we practiced.
Wait a minute. Before we move on.
You were right, and I was wrong.
Okay
this is how this
go.
Works. Okay, in our family, we've tried to demonstrate this from our children. From the very beginning.
To our children, not from our children.
Not from our children.
They definitely aren't good at it.
No, demonstrate this to our children and to each other. In fact, just yesterday,
you
said you were right and I was wrong.
Yeah, what was that about?
That was about the fence, the design of the fence. Was it three boards or two boards?
See, you loved it so much.
I know, and you remember that. So here's what we model. When we find out in a disagreement who was right, who was wrong about a particular thing, we verbalize that and say, I was right. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You were right. And then we wait for the other one when they recognize. We don't demand and say, see, I was right, you were wrong.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we wait. And then for our kids, we make them say that when there's something that comes up where they realize they were wrong.
Mainly because this is very good for our personality type. And
yes.
You just got a taste mm-hmm. of the story of how ridiculous we can be sometimes. And we don't, if we think something is right, we really want everyone to agree that it was right. So anyways, it's good for our personality to say, I was wrong, you
but
were right.
But also for us, what would be the counsel that people may give if they were listening in and saying, okay, Jared and Jordan, if you just like chill out about that kind of stuff,
who cares?
It doesn't matter.
You could give yourself a lot more peace in life. And that is a conversation that we have with our kids of like, hey, if you just stay in your lane, you can have a lot more peace in your life. And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not your business. And so sometimes there are things like that in marriage that you can really bless yourself if you just chill. Yeah. Leave it alone. Doesn't matter.
And it's never...
Let it go.
With those small arguments, we're talking about levels of arguments here. It's never really about the different cups. Mm-hmm. Something else is going on. It's either demanding your own way or caring too much about something mm-hmm. that you shouldn't really care that much about. It may be that your propensity to sin is something about, you know, that particular thing you're fighting about. And recognizing what are the real reasons here that we're fighting about this. And the other aspect, as we move from small arguments to bigger arguments, we're again trying to keep these pretty concise, is you have to keep in mind that, you know, spiritual warfare is a reality, and this is something
Absolutely.
That we've been talking about mm-hmm. and learning. And, you know, the enemy hates your soul, but also the flesh that we war against. There's so many different things that are happening when it comes to marriage and fighting and disagreements that have to be recognized and prayed through. And something that's critical in life between a man and a woman is that you pray and you stop and pray, and prayer doesn't... I love George's prayer talk that he gave on a Wednesday night one time where he talked about how, you know, the Bible prescribes prayer not to be long-winded, you know, repeating words, but be concise and be mm-hmm. quick about prayer. And a powerful prayer that you can just stop and pray is, God, we don't know exactly what's going on here, but help us to honor you. Help us to work through this. Mm-hmm. Give us strength to love you well and love each other well as we're working through this particular
issue. And we resist
issue.
The enemy if he is
resist
throwing darts at us
we
or
reject.
Blinding our eyes from what's actually happening.
Absolutely. So those small things you can really work through if you recognize, you know, what are the reasons why we're being so ridiculous here. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, at some point you can realize, because even in that argument about the cups, we realized how ridiculous we
were
being.
We were laughing
through
this.
Stupid. This is so stupid. What are we fighting about this for? Mm-hmm. But it was like real. I mean, we were feeling it. I mean, we knew simultaneously it was ridiculous, but like, I am right about this.
But also, I will not let it die.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to call this place. And it's about shelf time. okay, what about bigger?
Thing, I was going to say, another thing in marriage, though, there can be reasons that you're having frequent fights, and it might be sin on either side. Well, yes, obviously, it's sin. But I was going to say, it can be a thing like, wife, if you are not submitting to your husband trying to lead, then you're going to have lots of argument. Like, if you're fighting about where your kids should go to school, or how much you're spending on the groceries even, or things like that. Like, it could be an area that your husband is trying to lead your family financially or spiritually, and you are refusing to submit to his leadership.
Yes.
And that is going to cause lots of frequent fights and steal your peace. So, you know what? Obey God and submit to your husband in the ways that he's trying to lead. If... I don't know how to say this.
Let me just think as I'm talking here. So a lot of fighting and arguments in marriage are directly related to a man rejecting his role or a woman rejecting her role. Now, if both couples here, we're just presupposing here that you're listening to this, you're godly couples, you want to honor the Lord, and you love what God has called men and women to be and do. Okay, we're just kind of presupposing all that about the fruitful and fearless listeners here. You can still honor God, be faithfully walking in your role, and still have fights. That can happen. But most of the time, if you're functioning in the way God has called you to function as the man and as the woman, things are going to go pretty well most of the time. There still can be the occasional fight or disagreement that's just going to pop up, and you guys are both honoring the Lord, and you just seeing things differently here.
Or more difficult seasons where you're trying to work out a bigger thing, where it's like, we've had a couple months of... we're just not getting along very good mm-hmm. and we're working through it and we're praying, but it's just been difficult and we're trying to really get to the bottom of this. And if you're having a prolonged period like that, and when you get in an argument, we don't go to bed angry typically. Like, I don't
like
know.
Like two times okay. In 15 years, maybe.
Yeah, we don't do that. If we are disagreeing about something and there is like not peace between us, we work it out as quick as possible. And that's the great thing about disagreeing but not sinning in your disagreements. That can happen in front of children because people are like, don't fight in front of your kids. Don't fight in front of your kids. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that. But if you're doing it in a way that's like, we're just disagreeing with each other, but we're not being ugly, and that can happen in front of children because they're going to disagree with people in their life, and they're going to need to know how to do that respectfully and lovingly.
Exactly.
But I don't want my children to think that I'm like not submitting to you, or, you know, there can be pitfalls of that. If you're just constantly bickering mm-hmm. and like it's an annoyance, then that doesn't need to happen. Mm-hmm. But
where was let me interject again.
Hold on. I was going to say something. Oh, okay. But I was going to say, if you are having a long period, like, it is okay to go to the elders and get help. It doesn't have to be like someone had an affair. Now we go to get help from the elders about our marriage. It can be like, we've worked for 2 months on trying to get along better, and it's just not happening. We are just not enjoying marriage right now and picking at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So get help elders sooner rather than later.
The elders are a really great resource. And when that culture is in the church of basic, you know, accountability, which is the first level of church discipline, where you're voluntarily saying, I need help. Would you please come and help us? Pray with us. We don't want to get down to a place that's, you know, down the road in a really bad place. And how many marriages, people, you know, that even grow up, I was growing up, and there was a couple that I knew that always went on vacations with us. We all were together, a part of the same friend group. They were tight with the church. And all of a sudden, we hear that their marriage is on the rocks and they're getting a divorce. And we were all blown away. We were like, what are you talking about? They were just on vacation with us, sitting in lawn chairs together. And now they're getting divorced. What are you talking about? So things can get crazy pretty quick, or things behind closed doors can be happening in one way, and then people can put on a marriage face mm-hmm. kind of thing. So get help. I mean, get help. Yeah. Talk to your elders at your church. Have them pray. But generally speaking, when we're talking about these disagreements about things, okay, have wisdom, walk in wisdom, prayer, and then don't act in selfishness. If you just ask yourself a few questions here, am I demanding my own way? Is there something here that I can't see? Trying to see the other person's perspective here. For the husband, as the leader of the home, be thinking through, what does it look like for me to live with an understanding, in an understanding way towards my wife? Understanding that she's the weaker vessel and I have to live with her in an understanding way. So
that your prayers will not be hindered. Yes, like the rest of that verse should be scary to a husband. I've always read that like, man, that would be a weighty thing to carry. That your prayers can be hindered from the way that you're treating your wife. If you're not living with her in an understanding way, knowing that she's the weaker vessel, and if you're putting too much on her, that's a pretty serious part B of the verse.
Yeah, and I think in the bigger disagreements or decisions that are going to be made, the husband has to take his wife along with him, not just say, here's how this is going to be, here's the decision we have to make. Certainly there's a time and place for that, but he's got to be considerate of his wife. And if that's going to be a really difficult decision that's going to impact her and it's going to be really hard for her, then take her along with you. You know, pray through it and explain and talk to her about the ins and outs of this, and trust that she's a godly enough woman that if this is the right decision, she's going to see that. But help her to see that, live with an understanding way. So the small disagreements and the big disagreements, they still go back to walking with wisdom, prayer. Don't argue over the small stuff. Understand the triggers of why you're fighting. Maybe it's you're just tired, you need some sleep, or it's a particular season in your life that you need help from the elders or whatever it may be. But you can navigate difficulty. If you really care about each other and love each other and you love the truth, there's going to be times that you're going to disagree.
Absolutely.
Because
and
you're going to see things differently.
Yeah, and times.
You're a man and a woman, for goodness sake. You're going to fight every once in a while.
And there's going to be times that you get angry. And I have been comforted by the Jesus in the temple overturning the tables and being, I mean, he's so mad he had a whip and he was literally whipping people. So
what are you saying here? You're gonna get angry and turn it over tables in our home?
No, I hope not. Lord help me. No, but I am saying that if there's a season where your spouse is in sin, there is a time and place to be angry. And,
oh, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And to fight and to be like, no, you are a Christian and you cannot do this. Like, we're supposed to be iron sharpening iron, even within marriage. Like, that's talking about within the church, brothers and sisters in Christ. But, like, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, too.
Absolutely.
And we should be sharpening one another. And if there is a time that I am seeing you in sin, I've definitely said, hey, no, you're not allowed to do that. you're a Christian. You're not allowed to do that. And you've said to me, you're not allowed to do that. So yeah, anger is not always a sign of sin in a disagreement in marriage.
Yes, agreed. So honor the Lord in disagreements and play the role that God has established and prescribed for you to play, which is the husband and the wife. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, be respectful to your husbands.
So the wife can be overstepping and not submitting, you know. But then the husband, I think, can be causing some arguments if he is not giving the wife freedom to manage the home in certain ways, too. I think that that can happen. Like if she's having to say, can I buy green beans?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
there, she is to be the manager of the home. So if a lot of your fights center around home stuff, you know, then maybe having that discussion as well of like, hey, give me some guidelines, but then can you allow me to be the manager of the home?
I mean, you have a measure of authority in how things work in a household that's delegated to you and assigned to you by God to be a manager of the home, not as the household head, but as this manager within the home.
Right.
So that's good stuff. Well, that was helpful. Right. I think that was good. Well, just working through that together. It was fun.
Yeah. So if you have any marriage questions, send them in to the Fruitful and Fearless Instagram, and Jared and I will pop on randomly throughout the series, throughout the like lineup of episodes. I'm not saying the next one will be another marriage one. It may be one with me and the girls, but ask me these questions and we will answer them throughout. So anyways, have a great day and thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone. We want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.